Mike. Mike was a wonderful wild kid who was always looking for new ways to fly. On one occasion, Mike related what it meant to be lost on a psychedelic trip. I sat inside a psychedelic room that shook with harsh red sounds and fierce black lights. Shapes were flashing on the wall and through the air until every slice of space seemed to fly and disappear. Eyes and squares and flecks of milky color swirled from every corner back into my brain until I felt as if I were a thread of flesh slapping in the wind and rain. There was no boundary between the air and light and thought. There was no wall between the things we see and do not see, between the real and the unreal, what was and what is, between molecules and music, between corpuscles and color, between me and my world and all the worlds I thought were separate, for all the barriers had fallen. And I thought to myself,